The lady member of council is here this morning from the city of Bryan. You doing all right today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Hey, let's talk about last week your council voted $1.2 million for the design and construction of a couple of skate parks. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
I think it's really exciting. As I said at the council meeting, I didn't know what a skate park was until we started talking about these things. You know, I'm really showing my age here. But apparently this is something that young people really like to do. And so I think it gives them another option. We do have a couple of areas where they can do that right now, but one of them is just really, well, one for sure, in Williamson Park. And it's just really not up to par anymore. It's been there for a while. Mm-hmm. It needs to be replaced. And so we're looking at putting in a couple more skate parks. And the company that won the award, Gridline Skate Parks, is one of the tops in the field. So we will be excited to see what kind of plans they bring back and show to us.
Sure. Well, you know, kids will try to do whatever they can. And if they don't have proper facilities, then they end up getting into places where they shouldn't be.
Like downtown Bryan.
Yeah. Well, or culverts. You know, they do culverts. Concrete culverts, all that
Any
kind of stuff.
Any place they can find a smooth surface,
sure.
I think they're going to go for it.
And go for the challenge.
I know that it has been a bit of an issue there in downtown Bryan. Mm-hmm. Debbie Jasek, who is with Brazos Glasswork, came and spoke before our council at our last meeting and told about how there had been some damage done just because the kids had found a good place to use their skateboards.
Sure.
And so this will give them another option, and we're looking forward to having that available for them soon.
And after all, that's what Twitter and texts are all about, so that you can post a really neat place to skateboard. So yeah, it can become a problem very
quickly.
Yeah.
One of the things I was really pleased about is the way that we involved young people from the community in selecting or bringing ideas and also helping with the selection process. So that was good to have those people there. They were actually there at the meeting last time, and it was good to see them.
Sure.
Young folks getting involved, and we always want to see that.
Happened in College Station, same thing is true. Let's talk about a couple of other things. The county has terminated their agreement with Gundler.
Mm-hmm.
Will the city do the same, and if so, when?
I don't know when. I would assume that's coming, but I don't know when. They have not lived up to the expectations that we had set forth, or not just expectations, but requirements. And so we really don't have any other choice.
Ann Horton joining us this morning from the Bryan City Council. Also, the Brazos County Commissioners addressed the situation where, now these are Robertson County residents, but 19 of them filed suit trying to get the number of hours at which the new access pipe and tube production facility can actually be operating. They want it to happen only between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Do you believe the city is going to take any action there?
I think our attorneys will be taking a look at all of this, but we'll just wait to hear from them and see what their response is to this.
In the meantime, let's see, the Riverstone second reading was also last week. How did you vote on that, and if so,
I voted
why?
For it.
Okay.
I voted for it. You know, we talked about this the last time I was here.
Right.
And we in the city of Bryan need houses. We have a low inventory, especially in the 2,200 to the 3,000 square foot house. And so I voted for it because I would like to see the people in Riverstone or the developers there build that size house. And I think they're all on board for doing that.
Sure. A little bit bigger than average, and that's the kind of, obviously,
yeah,
you need to have all sorts of areas.
A good family size. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's exactly what we need.
Okay. Also, we now have rolled out the at least the framework of the BISD bond issue. That's going to be $132 million as one member of council. I'd like to get your thoughts there.
I think BISD needs funding. I think this is a good thing. You know, I'm not on the school board, but I am a voter. And I think that's something that I definitely will be voting for.
Okay. All right. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now's your turn.
It's summertime.
Yes, it is.
And classic summer kickoff is Sunday, June 8th. The Parks and Rec are entering their busy season with the theme Out is In. and they're going to be promoting their outdoor activities of the more than 40 parks and pools. And now, it's really cool. You can go online. You can sign up for anything. Go to briantx.gov. Speaking of briantx.gov, yesterday we rolled out our new website.
Oh, how fun.
It is fun. It's really nice. I'm proud of it, and I invite everybody to go and take a look at briantx.gov.
Okay,
I think it's
going
to be easier to maneuver, to get around, and so we're excited about that.
All right. Sounds like a good deal. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You bet. Ann Horton here this morning from the city of Bryan.